cart button and make your purchase today.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We have some interesting things developing. I don't know if America is really pushing, Biden administration is pushing Russia to conflict, hoping that Russia will respond to our big bombers, nuclear capabilities in the Black Sea, flying over and pressing in on Russian territory. And the Russians had to dispatch two of their jets to force the United States, these bombers, to turn around. America knows there are two nations that are interfering with future plans for world hegemony. Russia is the weaker of two powerful nations, the second being China. China is responding daily, warning America, do not tempt us, do not push us, don't press us, we will respond. I think it was in the last 36 hours, China launched a supersonic weapon just to warn America that this weapon is going to be very difficult to shoot down, and it also has nuclear capabilities. So a lot of the attention here in this country is on the budget, on the jabs, the people in the hospitals that are dying from the vaccinations and the effects of whatever it is they put in the vaccinations, the matter of forced inoculation. And in these inoculations, a month ago, I presented to the audience that Christ said that in the time before his return, these days would be just like the days of Noah, about 5,000 years ago, a little bit long, 4,000, 4,800 years, I don't remember. And what Christ was saying was that during that time before Noah, while he was building the ark, fallen angels had decided that they wanted to, the women at that time were very beautiful, and the fallen angels wanted to lose their angelic properties and become like men so they could mate with women. And they did. And the offspring of these angels plus the women, you had a combination of a half-human, half-angelic creature called Nephilim. The Nephilim would, they were giants. They were massive, they were strong, they were intelligent, and they were giants. Some skeletal remains, they believe, are in the vicinity of 40 feet tall. We don't know what's laying at the bottom of the ocean, but there are cities down there that were before Adam was created, and there are other things down in the ocean that whatever was destroyed at the time of Noah and the flood, they are also the evidences there also. Now, I had mentioned that I suspected, and I've been talking about this with friends for like the last 3 months, I know that at some point in the future, there would be, once again, contamination of the DNA of mankind and the DNA of these Nephilim, whether angels are coming into our present time and mating with women. I do believe that is occurring also, and they are having offspring called Nephilim. And also the way that they are able to take fossils, ancient, these remains of these angelic beings, these giants, and take the DNA and bring that DNA and introduce it into animals. I believe they've been introducing it into the DNA of mankind. And I believe that in some of the vaccines, actually, there is the properties of the Nephilim, or these half-angel, half-human DNA that they are introducing into people through these vaccines, through the vaccinations. Now there is talk of something that is being injected into people that has immortal properties. Immortal properties. Never dying type of properties. Living forever. Ongoing. Never coming to an end properties. The Nephilim, if they had not been destroyed by the flood, they would have continued to live. Yes, the half-human portion of the angelic, these creatures, would have died, but it would have been, they would have been able to live just eternally, because the angelic properties would be more powerful than the human properties. We're going to continue in a second. This is a KHNC 1360 AM radio. Rick Rodriguez.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available. Daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability. Ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Ah! Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
You may think it's bizarre, but, you know, in the book of Revelation, it says there are people that want to die, and they're not going to die. Death flees from them. They're going to have immortal properties. They're messing with and trying to introduce into a mortal man immortal properties. And I believe they are doing it now. God has allowed the children of the devil to open Pandora's box. So there is something in many of these vaccines that is immortal. It is forever. I, from a biblical point of view, knowing about the fallen angels mating with human beings, with women, beautiful women, at the time of Noah, since 1974, I have known about this, and I understood it immediately when I heard it, as a young Christian at that time. And I have been, through all of these years, always looking to see what the devil and the fallen angels were up to, and reading history to see where these Nephilim might be. Then it was here in the last decade where the American military in Afghanistan was able to capture, they didn't capture this giant. They had to kill the giant after the giant had killed a couple of America's armed forces, as soldiers, I think they were Marines, and then it was hushed up. And they took this, they brought in one of the big helicopters, put this giant, which was a 1,200-1,400-pound human being, in a net and toted it away. The governments of the world, this is bioweapons. This is bioweapon material to the governments of the world. This is everything. They're looking for bioweapons. They're looking for new explosives, not just nuclear. Okay, we're back. I don't know when this began with the warning, but I'll back up. In the last decade, with the fallen angels, with the giants, the offspring of these angels, like David fought Goliath. Goliath was a Nephilim. Many of the people in the time of Abraham, they were fighting these giants that were Nephilim. They had different names in the different areas of the Middle East. But they had angelic DNA in them. Within the last 10 years, the American military, a small group was out on a mission in Afghanistan, and they ran into one of these giants. There was a skirmish. They had to shoot the creature in the head because it's too strong, and it killed a couple of American military personnel. And then the men that were part of that conflict had to sign papers stating that they would not disclose what happened there. You can get it on YouTube. That's where I watched it a couple of times. At the same time, they flew in one of the big Army helicopters, put the creature in a net, carted the net away. Bioweapon. This is a bioweapon. The military, using the whole labs, who knows where, in China. We don't know where this creature was taken. We don't know the experiments that were done on it. But when they experimented, I know they found that it had angelic DNA in it. And this is why I suspect, and I don't suspect anymore. I believe that they are now in some of these jabs. Some of the batches actually contain angelic DNA, Nephilim DNA, half-human, half-angel DNA. And they're now finding that some of these people that have this, whatever the process is taking place in their bodies, whatever is in it is immortal. You can try to kill these nano, whatever they may be. They may be metal. They may be the little, nanobots. You can cut them, clip them, try to kill them, and they just split like these worms as you can cut in two. And then you've got two worms. You can cut those worms in half. You got 16. It goes on and on. So they found something immortal in this, whatever you want to call it, that is inside of people. And there will be a time when people seek death, and death will flee from them. So we are in the time that Christ talked about. We are in the time of the end, and the Nephilim, the half angel, half human DNA, is now being introduced into the DNA of Adam. And on another program, I talked about how in the DNA, they have also found that there is the DNA of caveman, which lived before Adam. They lived before Adam was even existed. There were these creatures in a pre-Adamic race. They have found that DNA also in the DNA of some of the victims. So they are also introducing that pre-Adamic DNA along with the Nephilim DNA into the genetic pool of mankind, that those that were from the lineage of Adam, going back to Adam and Eve, which we are. So they've had the pre-Adamic DNA and the, again, Nephilim, half-angel, half-human DNA. So what else are they going to introduce? Well, time is going to tell. Man has a technology. In the book of Daniel chapter 12, God warned the future generations that mankind would have technology and science like at the end of the world, like the world could never imagine. And with all that technology, the biological labs that are created, that are right now being used for who knows what, that technology would be end-of-the-world technology. Science, the biolabs, the weapons for war, lasers, microwave, and then also the ability to have a world. See, the devil, God is omnipotent. He sees everything. He is everywhere. He's aware of everything. The devil isn't. So the devil has to use technology, a panoptic age, all-seeing, all-hearing. This is the devil. What he has to do is he has to use technology, the cell phone, to be able to not just hear what you're talking about, who you're talking to, but to know your heart rate, to know your, to read your wave patterns on your brain. That's what the phone, your cell phone can do. But then here, a half a year ago, a program I did from the satellites. The satellites can pick you out, and from satellite, it can read your brain waves. And your brain wave is unique to you. So if you were stripped naked, you didn't have any chips in you, you had no facial recognition, you didn't have voice recognition, the satellite would still be able to find you because of your brain waves. It's just like your soulish DNA, the DNA of your soul, of your thought process. You don't need the DNA through your blood or just your fingerprints or your bio prints, your bio biology, but they can actually, through the soul print of your brain wave, they can find you. This is not bizarre. This is the world that we are in. So your soul has a signature also to it, and the Bible states it does. Every person is unique. God created every person in a unique fashion, not just physically, but intellectually, in the soul, in your mind, in your emotion, in your will. Then spiritually, everyone is unique, in your heart, in your intuition, and in your conscience. Even every person's conscience is different from the next person. Some people have a very sensitive conscience, other people don't. Other people, their conscience is dead. We know a lot of those people today who have a dead conscience. You can tell a person that has a dead conscience, they have no empathy for their fellow man. They have no empathy. A person with a dead conscience, the only thing that it excites and stimulates a person whose conscience is dead is causing pain, agony, torment, and terror and horror to their fellow man. Also, they have a great desire to have power, to control people. These are people with a dead conscience. Then also, one thing that they want is they want recognition. They want to, they love the, they feed off of the being, how would I phrase it? They feed off of being in the spotlight. They feed off of the power that they have, the positions. They feed off of, sometimes they don't even care so much about how wealthy they are. They just enjoy the power that they have over other people, like God. This is the principle of the devil. The devil wants to be God. As powerful as the devil is, the devil still doesn't have the power that God has, and God and Satan envies God, because God is the ultimate authority, has the ultimate power, power that is going to eventually, God will take hold of the devil and throw him into the lake of fire. This is the power that the devil wants and the devil doesn't have. This is why the rebellion against God and the people who know God. So it's a very interesting world that we live in. And the people that have no conscience, you can tell. They love money. They love power. They love having the best of everything, and they will not help. It says that the The mercy of the wicked is cruel. They have no mercy, and whatever mercy you might think they have is cruel. So this is 1360 KHNC AM radio and podcast 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Land, family, good weather. All a farmer needs for the simple life. Just a field, a family, sunshine, and rain. And a drone for digital imaging. And software to run geospatial analysis. And a commercial driver's license for heavy equipment. And a spreadsheet program to help maximize your return on investment. And an understanding of genetics, biology, economics, climatology, banking, global market prices, land lease negotiation, engineering, and HR management. Oh, and estate planning, so you can pass this so-called simple life on to your kids. At Pioneer, we're proud to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on Earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, Amber with Two Girls in a Broom here. Hate cleaning? We love it. Two Girls in a Broom LLC offering residential and commercial cleaning services in Fort Collins, Colorado and surrounding areas. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Providing basic clean, deep clean, wet cleans, or Airbnb services. Let Two Girls in a Broom LLC do the work. We'll take care of you and all your cleaning needs. Call us today, 719-216-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his
cave. I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities which might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Your new world order will fall. Yeah. Humanity will defeat you. The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Coming this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., KHNC Movie Night. Premiering Alex Jones, Endgame. Don't miss it.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez. The present truth is disturbing. Nevertheless, it's the truth. On Sunday, from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, please join me then too. Not only do you need knowledge for the mind, for the brain, so that you can be protected, so that you know what is really going on in your micro world or macro world, you also need spiritual insight, and join me on Sunday mornings. With God, God gives his people vision. Without vision, his people suffer. And without knowledge of what is in the Bible concerning the time that we live in, you can't make the decisions that are critical that you make. You don't want to make decisions on anything that is going to work against you in the future. We are in a period of time, according to the Bible, we have entered into a time that people are hoping, and many of the so-called prophets and these so-called apostles of America are stating that things are going to get better, we're going to get through this. But the Bible says no, we're not going to, things are not going to get better. Yes, we're going to get through it with much difficulty. The Bible says that the people that are in power right now, there will come a time when they will be able to put themselves in a position of power and control internationally, and that power and that control will not ever, the laws of man, armies will never be able to break their power and the authority that they have and the plans that they are going to carry out. The only way that they're going to be stopped is by Jesus Christ coming again and destroying them. This is in the Bible. It's a thought in the Bible. We're in that time. These people, they know that they have been given permission to go forward with the globalist plans that are in the Bible, because they know the Bible. They know the plans in the Bible. They study the Bible, and they know when God is going to allow them to do, to carry out objectives. And the Bible does say there will be a new world order. And with the new world order, there will be economic control of the nations through a digital currency. There will be religious control of the world through the worship of Antichrist. And part of that, the way that that's going to come in is going to be through the Catholic Church and Pope Francis. The black pope, the illegitimate pope of the Catholic Church, is helping that process. He's working with these people. What people? The people that set the strategy in 1902, the people called Pilgrim Society. I am going to move away from the topic of immortal DNA now being introduced into the DNA of Adam and Eve and the people that live today, that for the last 6,000 years we have a different DNA of the creatures, a different DNA than the creatures that lived prior to Adam. We have a different DNA that was contaminated, the DNA of Adam was contaminated before Noah's flood. That race was eliminated. Only 8 people came out of the flood with pure DNA. And now they're trying to destroy that DNA once again. Who are they? The children of the devil. The children of the devil being empowered, and the control of the world now is in the hands of the Pilgrim Society. Now, I have an article, decrepitmatrix.com, out of July 27, 2011. I'm going to read a little bit to you. I've been talking about the CIA, George H.W. Bush. You'll have to go back to previous programs on 1360khnc.com. I don't have any time now to back up to a week and a half of talking about Adolf Hitler and his children and his daughter Angela Merkel and the Bushes, and how George Bush was actually born in Germany and his father was his real father was the accountant to Nikola Tesla. I don't have time to back up on that. You'll have to go to previous broadcast, 1360khnc.com, the Present Truth program. Now, part of the plan with Pilgrim Society was to destroy Russia. Now we'll go to 1989. President George H.W. Bush began a multi-billion-dollar Project Hammer. Project Hammer, which you've mostly have not heard of, probably have not heard of. It was a program using an investment strategy to bring about the economic destruction of the Soviet Union, including the theft of the Soviet treasury, the destabilization of the ruble, funding a KGB coup against Gorbachev in 1991. So, once again, the Pilgrim Society funded a coup through Vladimir Lenin, which took the Russian Tsar and murdered him and his family and moved Russia, destroyed Russia as a nation. Now they're doing it a second time. Now this coup, again, is against Gorbachev, but it was funded by Pilgrim Society. It was a KGB coup within Russia to destroy Russia. It was going to be the seizure of major energy and munition industries in the Soviet Union. Those resources would subsequently be turned over to the international bankers and corporations. It's their same strategy. Then on, we're going to jump forward about 10 years. On November 1st, 2001, there was a second operative. There's George Bush Sr. Now there's going to be a second operative in the Bush regime. The second operative, his name was George W. Bush Jr. And Jr. Issued an executive order 13233 on the basis of national security here in the good old U.S. of A. He concealed the records of past presidents, especially his father's spurious activities during 1990 and 1991. Those records are no longer accessible to the public. We're looking at the people who have been slowly moving to take over the world. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Hi folks, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money, but lately control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So, you know, the American people have been programmed to believe that Russia has been the great enemy to the United States of America. No, the enemy of the people of the United States of America, of the United States of America, is the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society in England, in London, the city of London, and New York City, these are the people that orchestrated the overthrow of the czars in 1917. They're the ones who planned, the plan was to bring Hitler into power to create war in Europe. One of the great strategies, a few of the great strategies in World War II, is Hitler was able to destroy big portions of Europe. And Americans destroyed what Hitler didn't destroy. We destroyed Germany. We destroyed the areas that Hitler occupied. And we rebuilt Germany. We rebuilt Europe. We rebuilt France. We rebuilt England. England didn't have the factories for making steel. They didn't have metal, the ore. Neither did they have that in Europe. One of the strategies is destroy, rebuild. One of the great plans in this nation, or it's not a plan, but one of the things that generates great income in America are hurricanes. You take a hurricane, you destroy a city or an area, and the federal money flows to rebuild that area. Up along the coast, going up to New York, another major storm, a hurricane. This generates income. It keeps the economy thriving. Well, that was one strategy. The second strategy was to switch the power structure from England to America. That was another objective, and it worked. Adolf Hitler, the strategy was that could have been that they would have allowed Hitler to begin to take over half of Africa to the east, come straight down Africa from north to south. He'd own the eastern portion, the Dutch East Indies, China to some degree, South America, a big portion of South America, because this is where many of the Nazi criminals eventually went to. Germany was already occupying South America, in Argentina and Brazil since the 1800s. And if left alone, Adolf Hitler really would have, according to the thoughts in the history books, been able to take over the world. But that was not going to be the plan, because it was not time for the one New World Order. And the New World Order could not come into existence through Adolf Hitler. It had to wait until America, things were set for the United States to take over that objective, that plan, which is a Pilgrim Society plan. I keep talking about Pilgrim Society. George Sr. was a Pilgrim Society member, sworn an oath, along with his son George Jr. They both had sworn an oath with the Pilgrim Society, as Pilgrim Society members, to work with this group of secret people to bring about a one-world government. Klaus Schwab, all these people in Europe, Boris Johnson, Macron, you name it. These people in these positions of power, presidents and prime ministers, they are fully aware of Pilgrim Society. Pilgrim Society in Europe, in England, the hands-on way in which they are controlling not only England but Europe is through a company called Serco. In the United States, the way that the Pilgrims is controlling this nation is through SES, Senior Executive Services. Senior Executive Services has operatives in every branch of the intelligence agencies, CIA, FBI, NSA. It has IRS in the space program, the military, the Marines, the Navy, the Coast Guard, with the air traffic controllers, with the whole infrastructure of this country. That is the way they control. They, SES, which is now still in the hands of Barack Obama, still being directed from behind the scenes by Barack Obama, they have had all their hands, their fingers, are in the media, the mainstream media, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, all of them. It is complete, total control. This is the multi-headed Hydra and the multi-armed Shiva and the power that these people have with the one of the plans, destroy Russia, the time of Vladimir Putin. They were the ones who created Vladimir Putin in England, and they sent him into Russia. Now they have George Jr. and George Sr., well, George Sr. beginning the destruction of Russia. They have George Jr. now after 9/11, they have the National Security Agency, or the, what is it, the, oh, I can't think of the name of it, to eavesdrop on everybody, which was put in after 9/11 and has just been continually strengthened through his time in office and then also with Barack Obama. The, well, part of it would be TSA, this other, I can't think of the name of it. But anyhow, now, many of Reagan's executive orders were actually authored by Vice President Bush or his legal associates with the possible, and it is possible that Project Hammer was created by Reagan's CIA director, William Casey, who had directed OSS, OPIC, Office of Strategic Services, which becomes a CIA, through Alan Dulles in Europe. Casey, Dulles were Pilgrim Society people. I will continue to inform you, Pilgrim Society. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 AM Radio.
PE Shows, your local hometown gun and knife show. November 6th and 7th, we'll have the largest selection of guns, new and used, ammo, knives, accessories, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Conveniently located off I-25 and Highway 34 at the outlets at Loveland, our dealers buy, sell, and trade. There's also $50 CCW classes and a giveaway of a semi-automatic shotgun at this show. Go to PEShows.com for more details. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, folks. The Rev here. The Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Malls to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gotspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So, now I'll just give you some insight. So, pilgrims destroyed Russia in 1917 and on. Then, now George Sr. strips Russia of its wealth once again. And now America is once again, the third time through Pilgrim Society, pressing Russia in the North Sea, trying to get Russia to respond to our pesty ways. We're like a little pest. We're just continuing to push. This is the third thing. Now, see, pilgrims created communism, basically. They've used communism. Well, they cannot have communist Russia. They cannot have communist America. It's got to be just communist America. Now, why is it that Vladimir Putin, he's a Stasi, he's in with the Stasis in Germany through the 80s, and he's being trained, he's watching what's going on in Germany. He's there, he knows who Angela Merkel is. He was a top head of the Soviet in East Germany, the Soviet propaganda, whatever, the secret police in Germany. And little by little, he's watching what's happening in 1980s and early 90s, how his country has been robbed, how his country has been basically destroyed. And guess what? Who else helped? Gorbachev, Yeltsin, they're part of it. So why do you think Vladimir Putin comes back to Russia? And at the end of 1999, on the first day, the end of the year, the last day of the year, he basically is moved into power in Russia. Why? Because the Bible says Russia has to be rebuilt. In spite of being robbed, the military has no finances, but the Bible says Russia has to become back to being stated back to power. Her military has to be built. She economically has to be strong. Who did that? This was Vladimir Putin. He loves his country. He's loyal to his country, to his people. And the Bible put him there, and God put the love that Vladimir Putin has for the Russian people in him so he could build Russia to what it is today. And America knows it. Well, Russia is going to be destroyed and punished, but it's not going to be in war with America. It will be when God forces Russia down to attack Israel with Iran, with, I still say, the Ukraine, with Turkey, with Ethiopia, with Libya, and some of the other satellite nations around Russia. America is going to push, but God has another way where Russia is going to be punished. It's not going to be through the United States. The U.S. can do what it wants. Vladimir Putin, this man loves his country. But we have been brainwashed in America to believe that Russia is the great enemy. The great enemy right now is China. The great enemy of America and of the world is not Russia. It is China. But the EU, NATO are pushing Russia, trying to get Vladimir to respond. He won't. We're going to continue this. This is two, you're watching Bible prophecy being fulfilled. Rick Rodriguez, The Open, not The Open, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Come back tomorrow, AM Radio 1360, KHNC.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards. because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet. You're listening to the roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley,